Hi everybody, I'm Jack, and we're here with a little bit of extra football English for you to think about.
That's right, Jack, just a little bit. Hi everybody, I'm Rich, and we're here with this week's Premier League prediction and some football English for you to practice.
This weekend, there is a huge London derby between Spurs and Arsenal.
This derby match is not only about local pride, but the Premier League title and the race for the Champions League places too. Like you say, Jack, it's a huge match.
Before you make your prediction, let's take a look at this word huge. I see it being used to talk about football matches a lot.
Huge means very big, or more informally, very important. It's what we call an extreme adjective. This means that you can't use words like very, quite, or a little bit to change how strong the adjective is, like by saying very huge or quite huge.
That's right. You can't describe something as a little bit huge. It's either huge or not huge. However, we do use some adverbs with extreme adjectives, but these are used to emphasise the strong meaning of the adjective. We use adverbs like absolutely and totally. You can say that something is absolutely amazing, for example.
If you're not sure if the adjective you're using is extreme or not, you can use the adverb really. You can say something is really big or really huge. Huge is very common to describe important football matches. Another word you often hear is massive. You may often hear the phrases an absolutely huge match or absolutely massive game.
On Premier Skills English, we often correct your English in our comments section. We've been helping regular visitor Rafael RC from Brazil with extreme adjectives.
Common mistakes in this area of English are saying things like, this match is very huge, or it was an absolutely exciting match.
Think of some phrases to describe the goals or matches from last weekend and try to use some extreme adjectives.
You can write them in the comments section at the bottom of this page and we'll take a look at them.
Well, the North London Derby is a very important match, so we can say that it's an absolutely huge game. What do you think the result will be, Rich?
You're right, Jack. It's a massive match for both teams. The North London Derby is the match that fans from both clubs look forward to most in the season. Spurs have been on a fantastic run in the Premier League, and they're still chasing Chelsea at the top. Arsenal are still trying to finish in the top four, but haven't been playing so well recently. However, in the FA Cup last weekend, Arsenal had an absolutely brilliant result against Manchester City, and Spurs had a very disappointing result against Chelsea. I'm going to disappoint both sets of fans and go for a draw. Final score, Spurs 1, Arsenal 1.
No, no, you can't sit on the fence like that. Not in a derby match. Arsenal all day long for me. Spurs 0, Arsenal 2.
Sit on the fence, that's a nice phrase. It means to avoid making a decision or not to choose one side over another. By saying it will be a draw, I'm sitting on the fence.
Right, that's all from us for now. We'll be back later in the week with a new podcast. Let us know who you think will win the North London Derby in the vote and in the comments section.
And remember to discuss the rest of this week's football fixtures in the comments section. There are some other big matches this weekend too.
Bye for now, and enjoy your football.